Nowhere in our travels chatting with clinical investigators will you find a more committed and passionate medical oncologist on the topic of translational research than Dr. Heinz Joseph Lentz, who met with me to talk about how his vision can potentially play out in clinical practice. And to make the point, he presented one of his patients.
I saw a 36-year-old patient with newly diagnosed metastatic colon cancer, and she had diffuse liver metastases. She saw her oncologist in the HMO insurance plan, who told her she has maybe 6 to 9 months to live. So she was not very happy with the approach and not giving her any more hope with new treatments. So we saw her in our consultation, and it became clear she had really extensive liver metastases. And she wanted to know about clinical trials and treatment options.
Where was the primary, and what was it that was making people or you decide that hepatic resection was not going to be on the table?
Okay, so the tumor was on the right side, and the involvement of the liver was in both lobes. Based on number and size, it was not resectable.
Could you talk a little bit more before you start talking about where things went with her, this terrible situation, what her life situation was and her state of mind when you saw her?
She was devastated by the first consultation, but her friends and family said, I think you need to get a second opinion and explore all the options available. And they're very interested in order to seek potential clinical trials which may increase the benefit of chemotherapy.
Did she have a spouse, children? What kind of work did she do?
She is actually in the entertainment industry. She is single but has a boyfriend who was very supportive. The whole family and the friends were actually looking on the internet for the best treatment options and the centers with expertise.
What actually caused her to seek medical care?
She had abdominal discomfort and blood per rectum.
So this is just catastrophic, acute situation to this woman, 36 years old, who sort of instantly finds out that she has an extremely serious problem. What were you thinking about?
She walked in, she looked healthy, and she was willing to try everything. She came in and said, listen, I know I have a very difficult disease to treat, and I know I can die with this, but I want to give my best shot, possibly, and trying to get all potential treatment options evaluated. I understand there is no guarantee, but I don't want to give up without a fight. So my first impression was, wow, this is a woman who is willing to go all the way to really explore options which would be not necessarily considered standard.